loading on each other. I expect it to be a rough and tumble primary. They're going to pound the living daylights out of each other, and the voters are going to decide.
Cruz, who came in second to Trump in 2016 after those GOP primaries, says this time around he'll support whichever Republican wins. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A staggering number of dead in India following a horrific train crash. Nearly 300 bodies pulled from wreckage so far. Officials fear no more survivors will be found. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Another battle brewing over a rainbow flag, this one hanging outside a Mississippi Veterans Affairs Hospital.
June is Pride Month, and many businesses and organizations opt to show their support for LGBTQ plus issues. But Congressman Mike Gazelle of Mississippi is taking issue with a rainbow flag outside the Biloxi VA Medical Center. The Republican has written a letter to Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough saying only government and military flags should be flown at VA facilities. Last year, Secretary McDonough authorized Veterans Affairs hospitals to fly pride flags in June in an effort to be more welcoming of LGBTQ plus members who served, but the decision is up to individual facilities. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A big change coming for women in Argentina. They'll now be able to get emergency contraception without having to ask their doctor.
At the moment, women in Argentina need a prescription to access the so-called morning after pill. In the future, they'll be able to go straight to the pharmacy. The government says it's removing an important barrier in a country where 7 in 10 adolescent pregnancies are unplanned. But pro-life groups say the law change is a failure of pregnancy prevention. Argentina only legalized most abortions three years ago. Until then, they were only permitted in cases of rape or where the mother's health was at risk. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And in neighboring Brazil, federal prosecutors there are blocking...
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next three hours... broadcasting live from the Fisher Building, the inside outside. Guys, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing really well, and you said housing information you can trust. We brought in some really trustworthy people in case...
That's all we deal with.
In case listeners don't believe us.
That's all we deal with, right? You know, hey, let's just say it, Chuck. The InsideOutsideGuys.com is where homeowners can go to get the best. I mean, the best roofing and housing professionals in the industry. You can find it at the InsideOutsideGuys.com.
And you know what really bugs me? We're sitting here talking to Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns before the show starts, and they're telling us all the stuff they can't talk about yet today.
Yeah.
So
they could tell us, but they'd have to kill us.
Well, that'd be easy at my age, yeah. Rubber band to the head would do it. So we're going to have them back. We're going to maybe in the fall. Can we make some announcements in the fall?
I don't see why not.
All right. We're going to hold you to that. We also think you should be able to trust the water you drink at home, the water you cook with, the water you bathe in, the water you bathe your children in, or for some people, your pets, right?
You are what you absorb, right, buddy?
You know, it's funny because PFAS, and you're very aware of it, you and I talked about it a decade ago, are not regulated by federal drinking water standards. So anybody that's drinking tap water at home, and we do a lot of that, but we filter it, is crazy not to have someone like Beauchamp put a certified water filtration system in.
Tell it like it is, Chuck.
Well, hey.
You're doing great.
You know what? I've been slapped by bigger people than there are in this room. So you and I believe in the water treatment solutions that Beauchamp offers, and they'll do a free water inspection. So why wouldn't you take advantage of it?
Absolutely. Great company. Can't say enough about them. Once again, we only have the best companies in Southeast Michigan here on the Inside Outside Guys, and Beauchamp's a great part of that.
Yeah. So for the next couple hours, we're going to be inviting roofing calls.
Yes.
You got a question about roofing. We have the experts here in Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns. You've talked to them before. You've trusted them before. We're also going to talk about a giveaway that you attended with these guys.
Yes, I did.
A little while ago.
It's like I said, it's always just a nice little just to be a fly on the wall. Just be a little bitty part of that is just phenomenal.
I wasn't invited.
To a lot of things. So this past week, I was down in North Carolina visiting a friend of mine and decided to get up on his roof. I'm not a roofer, guys.
Did you really? Seriously?
Yeah, old, it was not Kenny, my finest
old
moment.
Old Kenny got on a roof?
It was not my finest moment. Okay? Because I noticed he had some woodpecker damage up on one of his soffits. So I wanted to go up and take a look. And I would never recommend anyone do what I did. But once I got up there, I realized that I am not the young guy I used to. I used to get on these roofs and not think twice about
it. It's easier to get up than it is to
get
down.
But from the ground, looking at this roof, it was a three-tab shingle. It looked great. But once I got up on the roof, I would say 40% of the granules are gone. You know, and my buddy keeps asking me, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Well, there's nothing we can do at this point for the roof. It's got to be replaced.
Kearns doesn't go down there, do they?
Where is it? North Carolina?
North Carolina, yeah.
We do have some branches down there, believe it or not. We've got one in Raleigh, and then we also are over in Wilmington.
Interesting. I was in a little city called Murphy, North Carolina, Marble North, which is right down by the west corner. We're like 20 minutes from Georgia, 20 minutes from South Carolina, 20 minutes from Tennessee. It's a beautiful area. But the roof itself, you couldn't tell from the ground. And, you know, how do you fix it? The only thing you can do is replace it. And the reason I'm bringing that up is I'm a housing expert, right? I couldn't tell from the ground. I could not tell that roof needed any work from the ground. But when I got up there, it was slipperier because of the granules were coming off so easily. And people don't know unless they bring someone like Kearns Brothers out to get up and take a look at the roof system.
Yeah. A lot of that could be storm damage, so we'll have to talk to these guys about that as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. You and I also, you know, talking about experts, penetrations in roofs. We were really impressed when we were on a roof where Kearns had torn off the old roof, torn off the old substrate, started to lay down what goes under the shingles, and they were flashing around chimneys. But what about the chimneys themselves that are degrading, falling apart, cracked, broken?
Well, you mentioned that. Go back to the roof I was just on. It was a 20-year-old roof, but one of the boots for the drain waste pipe was cracking. Actually, probably a half-inch section out of it, and obviously nobody ever goes up there. So right now I just took some tar and put some tar around it for now, but eventually we're going to have to go up in the repair. But you're right, Chuck. That's a great point.
They don't have a brickworks probably there, do they?
No. No, they don't. They don't.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got one here, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Brickworks property restoration.
Yeah. You got brick damage or any kind of stone or masonry damage, caps on your fireplaces, flues, chimneys that you don't trust that are safe.
Right.
We've got one solution.
Brickworks Property Restoration. They're a great company. They do great work for our listeners. So we're going to spend the next hour talking to Mike Kearns and Mark Kramer.
Hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Hour and three quarters.
2 hours almost, yeah. Sorry. And we're also going to be, like we said, we're very honored whenever they give a roof away. And it's a coincidence that was made just recently from the person who is going to be receiving the roof. And we're going to have some words from him beforehand. And let me tell you, this man deserves it. This man who you're giving this riff to, guys, deserves it. And once again, we're thrilled just to be a little piece of it, a little part of it. Are we not, brother?
Yes, we are. I mean, you watch the video that Mark showed us. How can you not have a tear in your eye? I mean, it's just unbelievable what these people did for us.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, and then coming up at 10:30, we're going to have Jason Head, who's the Assistant Executive Director for the Southeast Michigan NECA. And we're going to be doing some golfing on Monday with Mr. Mark Kramer, you, myself, and Mike Pierce. And I said the safe bet is that we are not going to win or even come close. But the safe bet is we're going to have a lot of fun.
We'll have fun.
Yes. And you mentioned brickworks. If you have a porch, you have a chimney, you think you need some work on your masonry project, we want you to contact brickworks.com.
property restoration.
888-654-4897. If you have any roofing questions, we'd love to direct them to our guests, Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns from Kearns Brothers. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us. It's always fun to be here.
You know, you guys are really known as being one of the top roofing experts in here in Southeast Michigan. One thing you're also really known for is having some really cool commercials.
We do, yes. Yes, we do.
You've always had some really cool commercials, and that's what it's about, to get people's attention. And yeah. A lot of them have humor to them, because yeah. That's who you guys are. You know, we like come in here, around. And if people could put up, if there is a camera and they could hear us, whenever we get together, we just have a great time.
Oh, I'd really love to steal this line, laughing and learning. Is that, that's a Kearns Brothers line?
God bless you.
Laughing and learning.
Copyrighted, you owe us $100, you just said.
Every time you say it.
How's 2023 shaping up for Kearns Brothers?
It's been a wild ride. This year's been awesome. We've got some growth going on. We're in our new office. We had to expand a little bit, and with growth, we got to get into a bigger office. So we closed down our Dearborn and Plymouth offices, and we moved to a really big unit in Livonia. And it's been awesome. It serves our community really well. We got the entire team under one roof. And because we were able to do that, we're now expanding across the state, too. So we're over in Grand Rapids officially as of probably about 3 months ago when we really started to kick
Where
everything open.
In Grand Rapids?
So we're actually right in downtown at Aregis in Grand Rapids so
Are you
far.
Really?
Yep, yep. So we're going to be building out an actual office over there. So it's kind of a temporary space for the time being. But we're able to service that entire area, which is really cool.
I was thinking, I should have speculated on that land in Livonia where we've got our team partners.
Yeah, you're right.
It's amazing. Guys are right next to a bunch of people over there.
Yeah, you can. I mean, they call it the inside outside guys row.
Quarter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we can get a street sign.
Named after our home show aisle.
That's good.
Yeah. We need you guys to pay the property taxes over there because it's all your team members. It's only fair if we split the bill.
God bless you.
Good luck with that.
So can people expect price increases this spring, this summer? That we normally anticipate or don't?
Well, so they've already started. Okay. In general, there's pricing increases. But what we do is somewhat unique. We lock our pricing in. And so what that does for the consumer is it really gets them to a position where they know that by going with us, they're getting the best price no matter what. And it's not something that we're going to surprise you after 30 days and say, hey, we're going to need an extra $2,000. That's just not how we do things. We lock our pricing in. We get that thing ready to go for the season. And because of that, we're able to serve all of our customers with a really good value.
I like that. So if you give a proposal now, even if you don't get to the roof for some reason for a month or so,
sure,
you're not going to change the price.
Correct. Now, that's within reason. We always say that it's valid for 30 days because things can change at any given time.
Sure.
But no matter the case, we try to keep our pricing consistent all year long, which is, it's really good for the end consumer because they don't have any surprises. There's no shock factor that comes in after you sign a contract.
Mr. Mike Kearns.
Good
The morning. Namesake of the company. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, it's a great morning. Super good to be here with you guys.
People are so used to hearing your voice on WJR over the years. You've built a phenomenal company. I hate to use the word responsible, but you're responsible for hundreds of people, dozens of families, making sure that they get fed and everything happens. And let's face it, you're getting up in years like Chuck and I. So you're starting to relax.
I don't really like the direction.
I know.
But everything was going so well there.
I promise we'll go forward because it's going to actually lean to a guy that you're leaning on a ton.
Yeah.
And it's tough as we age and we have a company, to let some of those responsibilities go. And I know you, it had to be extremely tough, but watching this happen and watching it be so successful for yourself at the top and Kearns Brothers there, how's it feel?
It feels awesome, to be honest with you. It's an amazing event, right? Because you work so hard to build something, and it's not about my legacy, really. It's about the company and its care for its people. The first thing is really, how are the customers going to be looked after? How are their warranties going to be looked after? And how's the staff going to be looked after? People dedicate themselves 12, 15, 20, 25, 30 years people have worked for Kearns Brothers. So that transition has to be honored and respected, and it has been. And you guys have had a lot of exposure to Mark. I was going to try not to use that word, but it
came
out.
Sorry, but might not be the right word.
No apologies needed, Mike. It's okay.
But Mark is an awesome guy, and he's picked up and just run with it. And he's got the compassion, the integrity, the drive, the ambition. He's got the whole package. He's an unusual young guy.
Yeah.
Super good
dude. We think the world of this guy. And you've always said, my name's on the side of those trucks, and that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And now my name's on the side of trucks in Grand Rapids, too.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going. So when you're asking what's going on with Kearns Brothers, bigger, better, but still the same.
How big an area around Grand Rapids will you guys cover?
So we're actually working quite a bit south of Grand Rapids by about 30 minutes down in Middleville area. Yep. But if you're within Grand Rapids, within 45 minutes to an hour, we'll be able to serve you.
So Rockford, Wyoming.
We're doing some jobs in Rockford here in a couple weeks.
I see a Lansing location coming up.
Well, it kind of makes sense. A pit stop on the way to Grand Rapids, yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
And Mike over here shaking his head. He loves hearing that.
That's good stuff. And I got to put a plug in, too, for our multifamily group. A lot of people know this, but there's so many people living in condos and apartments that we've served over the years. And we have the honor, really, of working down at Crown Point again, a project we put on 25 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And we're doing it again right now. As we speak, we're roofing there. So that's the ultimate testimony, right?
It is.
25 years later, after quality service and got the value out of that roof, we're back there putting it on again.
Wow.
I may not make the next 25. That may not. I'm going to pass that over to Mark for sure.
We'll see you out there. You'll be there. Who are you kidding?
I don't know, Mike. You're looking healthier even than the last time we saw you, so you're kind of getting back into that groove, aren't you?
Yeah, that's because Mark's taking all the heavy lifting.
I need a donut.
We're going to continue this conversation with Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns from Kearns Brothers. And coming up a little bit later, they are going to be announcing the winner of the Veterans Rooftop Giveaway. But before that, this Monday, there's four people in this room that are going to make up a foursome at a golf tournament on Monday. And coming up after the break, we're going to talk to Jason Head, who's the assistant director of the Southeast Michigan NECA here. In the meantime, we're going to make this next segment sponsored by our good friends at Window World. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, and right here on the WJR airwaves every Saturday and Sunday morning. Chuck, this Monday, you and I are going to be doing some laughing because we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to get on the golf course with a couple guys right here in front of us.
Exactly.
And with us right now on the air, we have Mr. Jason Head, who is the Assistant Executive Director for Southeast Michigan NECA Chapter. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
I'm calling you guys live down here at the Grand Prix, enjoying the city, enjoying the fun down there, the sun right on the river. It's crazy. You're gonna hear these cars whip by, and it's a lot of energy down here.
Wish we were there.
I was going to say,
we weren't invited.
I was at one of the first ones they did downtown here, and it's been that long since I've been to see another one, so I don't even know if they had tires back then.
I'm sure they did. Well, Jason, safe to say probably a lot of your contractors work down there, but we're looking forward to the golf outing on Monday. Can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Oh, we're so excited to have you guys come join us. Tammy in our office, she's done a fantastic job. I think we've matched it out this year. We got about 290 golfers going to be down there at Oakland University. It's a fundraising events like that. It's provided opportunities for post high school scholarships. We've awarded almost $800,000 in the previous years. So we're excited to have you guys down there, and I heard Mike will be joining you, and I'll be out there trying to golf in a scramble, thank goodness, and I'll look for you guys. But in this time, I want to see both of you, Ken and Chuck. I don't want to miss one of you.
God bless you. Yeah, Mark Kramer's our ringer. He's the guy that's,
oh boy,
that's the
you can't be betting on me. I can hit it straight, though. I've been known to hit it straight into the woods, the water, the you name it.
We'll just turn you on the tee.
So I have an idea. I'm sure you probably have a closest to the pin hole. So what we should do, because it's NECA, is have little electrodes hooked up to the people, and if they miss the green, they get a little zap.
I like this.
Oh, my Lord.
I knew you'd love that, Mark.
Yeah, I'm in for this.
So, Jason, there are no more spots available if any listeners want to participate, right?
Unfortunately, it is booked, sold out. We have both the Sharp and the Cassie Cousins instilled, and our executive director did a fantastic job. He likes to see this thing grow and grow and grow. And no spots available. Do you hear all the cars? Do you hear them?
Yep. Yep. We hear them now.
Hear the cars? It is loud down here.
Jason, awesome. Have a great time down there. We wish you were there with you, but we will be with you Monday morning, bright and early, at Oakland University Golf Course, right?
That is great. I will be there. I'll look for you guys. And until then, have a great weekend. And come on down. If nobody's doing anything, come on down and enjoy it down here. There's concerts tonight. Powering Michigan, we have a suite here in the pit area. So come on down and enjoy the grandstands or just to see the sights.
Jason Head, Assistant Executive Director for Southeast Michigan, NECA. We really appreciate you coming on with us today, and we are so looking forward to seeing you and everybody from NECA on Monday morning.
Thank you, Jason.
Likewise. See you guys.
Thank you, sir. Have a great time today.
Great personality. I'll tell you what, he's representing a good group, and he's doing it in a great way. Kind of like the two guys we got with us here today.
Yeah, I'm wondering about this ringer thing. That kind of gives me some hope.
I don't know where that title came from. 290 golfers. Holy
smokes. By 18.
It's a lot.
I'm thinking it's going to be a slow progression. We may need to take a lot of water.
I'd say our odds aren't in our favor. But we've got this. We've got this. Just need a couple of holes.
We are looking forward.
So, Kearns Brothers Roofing, you guys are specialists. It's more than the shingles. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the system of roofing.
Yeah, so we, you know, it's so often that everybody talks about replacing the roof, and there's a lot of people around here that do that, and it's something that's pretty common, but you need to replace the roof system. When we're talking about replacing a roof, we're talking about doing it the right way. That means your flashings get replaced. That means you're getting what we call a storm nail pattern, which is 6 nails per shingle instead of the required 4. But we also have the oversight from our production team with project managers on site stopping in, doing post-install quality control inspections. There's so many fail safes that we put into effect.
Layers, yeah.
Yes, and so, you know, we are the lasagna of roofing, if you will. Maybe is that, do we want to put that on the windows, Mike?
I don't know.
Maybe for you, but not Mike. He's looking pretty slim.
you can be the vegetarian lasagna. But no, there's so much to it. There's so many things involved with it. But we tend to believe that we do it the right way, and that's really what we've set ourselves aside with.
Should a roofing company prescribe ventilation?
Absolutely.
I mean, how many questions do we get a year?
We get questions about ventilation all the time. We get a lot of questions on attic vents or attic fans. Yeah. You know what our answer for those are, but boy.
Yeah, it's something, if you don't have that part dialed in, guess what? Your roofs are going to fail, because what a lot of people don't understand is that the number one cause for roof failure is actually improper ventilation, and it's also tied in with the insulation. So we actually bring in AirVent, who comes in and does training with us annually. They train not just our sales reps.
Another manufacturer, Mark?
AirVent Ventilation?
Yes. Yep. So they train our sales reps. They train our service team. They train our installers. Everybody gets a taste of this thing because it's so important. Like I said, it's the number one cause for premature roof failure. So if we can prevent that, we'd sure like to.
I'm going to go back here a little bit, and let's talk about your inspections. Someone, like I mentioned, the roof that I couldn't tell from the ground, it was bad. So that's a lot of people out there, I'm assuming. When you come out for an inspection, kind of run us through what the homeowner is going to expect and what they're going to get from Kearns Brothers, please.
Yeah, so first and foremost, please don't climb on your roof. That's why we exist. We're here for that. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. We need to get him back in the inside.
I know.
Yeah, thank you.
But, you know, there's a lot of risk involved. And if you don't know how to properly do it, if you haven't been trained properly, and I know Ken knows how to climb a roof, doesn't mean that he should, but have us out there. We come out there. We do a thorough inspection. We're going to look at everything from your guttering system to your intakes to how your flashings are tied in. And like he had mentioned, the soil boots, those things crack. It's one of the things that they do, and we have ways that we can temporarily save those until the roof gets installed. But there's so many components in a roof inspection that it's more than just going up and taking a look around, seeing if it's old or not. You know if it's old or not pretty much by the time you get to the edge of the gutter line, but we're looking much deeper than that.
What's the difference between a free inspection and a paid inspection? I know you offer both.
So you're 100% correct. So a lot of times homeowners are needing inspection reports for perhaps maybe the sale of their home or a transaction with real estate. And we're happy to provide those. We can provide a very in-depth report. We've got software that we use that has been customized between us and GAF, who's the largest shingle manufacturer in the world. We actually work directly with them to create our own software that they've been a part of. So when you come out and get an inspection from us, a paid inspection for perhaps a real estate transaction, you're going to get a very, very thorough broken down. There's going to be photos. They're going to be annotated. Everything's going to be laid out to where it's very easily readable. It'll make sense. We can provide estimates for the repairs or what may be. And that really helps kind of solve the what ifs that are happening between the buyer and the seller. And that's something that we do offer. But if you're just looking to have your roof inspected to see if it needs to be replaced, call us. Those are free. We can jump up there, take a look around, and in lieu of doing the report stuff, if you just need an opinion on the roof and some kind of insight, that's
what about storm damage if someone thinks maybe they've been victimized by hail or something?
Yeah, so, you know, the unique thing with a storm inspection, so, and I kind of relay this to, if you have an issue with your car, say there's a recall on your F-150, you're going to get letters in the mail, perhaps an email, likely even a phone call saying, hey, there's an issue with your braking system. You can't get that with your home. And so that's where we come out there and we say, hey, have us out there to do an inspection to see if there's any of those issues that need to be addressed right now, because you're not going to know until it's too late. And so with a storm inspection, we have an entire team of storm representatives. There's nine of them within our office here in Detroit area. And they'll come out there and they'll look specifically for whether you've got hail damage, whether there's wind damage, if perhaps trees falling down, anything like that. And these guys are equipped fully to temporarily patch in and eliminate further damages during their inspection too. But they can also help you walk through the insurance process, which can be pretty scary if you've never done it.
You know, years ago, I just bought a brand new vehicle, and for kicks, I went to Carfax and I did a Carfax on it. And of course it sent back saying, there are some very serious issues. Pay this amount of money and we're going to tell you about it. It was a brand new car. My point is, you're never going to do that to one of your clients.
Is that the car you gave to your wife?
Yeah. We've heard from people that you've called out for the inspection and say, you're good. You got another 10 years left in this, and you guys do that on a regular basis.
We tell more people there's no damage than we do that there is damage.
100%. 100% believe.
Some painting companies just paint, Ken. But we've got companies that paint that do a lot more than that. They'll do trim, they'll do siding replacement, they'll do siding repair. And of course, I'm talking about McFarland Painting.
There we go.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. We are here with Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns from Kearns Brothers. You know, we had Jason Head from NECA on earlier, and I know they do a lot of training. They're dedicated in that 501(c) to providing scholarships for training. But Kearns Brothers has adopted the same philosophy, Mike, right?
We did. We have, and we have for years. It was pretty obvious that as an industry, we weren't doing a great job of providing training.
We weren't.
We were not, and we got the results, right? I mean, that's just the way it works. So years ago, we started implementing training programs, the Kearns K scale. It was a scale 1 through 12, and it's where we showed guys hit these talents and and move up the pay scale as well.
A reward program. It is,
and it was laid out in front of people so they could
see. Were there skill sets that you were
skill
training
sets,
to then?
Yeah, and they could visually see these skill sets, and most of our guys are very visual learners. But besides that, you have to bring them more, right? To make a career out of it, you have to bring them mentors, you have to bring them training, you have to bring them benefits, healthcare, right? Time off. Even paternity time off and things like that make a career for people, right?
They do.
That's what keeps them. And of course, we treat them good. It's fun to work there.
I mean, if you have a family, you've got to have a family environment where you can take vacations, you can afford a home and a car. Those things are important.
They're critically important, right? Today is a different world. Both people are working. Sometimes the kid's sick. You got to get home. You got to do what you got to do. We get that, and we embrace that. So come build a career with us. It's been good to me. It'll be good to you. Come on over.
Yeah. You know what? I told you guys how I feel. I think what we talked about, Jordan Peterson said, I know me when I was in high school. I know my oldest son when we were in high school. I got bored. All through school, I did not do good in school because I was bored. And what I should have done is either gone to a vocational program right there, you know, in ninth grade, or say bye-bye and come work for Currents.
Yeah, I was like 12 then, but we could have done a paper route.
You know what? You know what? I hear so much, Chuck, of sons. Your son, Mike. My son. Your son, who started working with Dad when they were 12 years old. I can name almost every team partner we have that has one of them in Mary Govani, you know, and they've made careers for their family as they grow up. So the younger, the better. And
let's not ignore the women either, because amen. So many of these careers are easily adapted to either sex. Wouldn't you agree?
They really are, right? This is a wide open world. Women are amazing. They have great talents, great perseverance, skill sets. I actually just broke a barrier and hired my first female sales rep, and she's awesome. Courtney, shout out to you. She climbs roofs. She gets up there. She'll move shingles around. She's awesome, and she's a great testimony.
Men listen to women, too, on job sites. Boy. Haven't you found that to be true?
Everybody's buttons get buttoned up. Everybody's shirts are tucked in. When they show up, I mean, there's really something to be said about it, but it's really awesome, and we've got several female sales reps across the board, and they are so good at what they do. They bring a whole different aspect of it. They smell a little bit better when they're at the table after 10 roofs versus guys like me. You can smell the burritos sweating through my skin there. But no matter the case, there's a place for everybody in this business. There really is. I mean, if you're motivated, if you're hungry, if you want to learn, if you want to expand your capabilities of what you want in life, this is a great place to do it. This is not a job. This is a career option for people. You know, and it's really neat.
Because of your background, Mike, you know how to adapt. You know how to improvise. You know how to overcome. And through this market that we've all been a part of the last five years or so, Kearns Brothers has done that and only continued to grow and get bigger and stronger. And that says something about a company in the environment that we've been in.
Yeah, there's a really, a big word that's been used lately about, you know, pivot. So you have to move and change direction with what the environment as it comes around. And maybe it's all for the good thing, right? So embrace it, you know, engage with it, and then you can expect good results from that.
Does the learning ever stop then? Like if I'm on a career path with Kearns, have I reached a point when I've been there 25 years where I'm done learning?
No, because really with so many of our career opportunities, like some of the guys who were doing installs are now being project managers, right? Yeah. They're doing quality control checks at the end of every roof job is a quality control check. And I promise you folks, if you're getting a roof, make sure you get that done. The crews are great, but please let's not pretend that something might have gotten missed. And let's make sure that gets fixed before that roof is called completed. Right?
Amen. Bless your heart.
So, yeah, those guys now are doing that work, and they're interacting with homeowners, and the learning continues.
Yeah, that's awesome. Learn how to deal with people and how to talk to people. That's phenomenal. Let's talk about the giveaway for a second, guys. Your last giveaway was back in February.
It was.
Why did you start this? And let's talk about that giveaway first.
You know, so we're a veteran-owned business, and Mike and Gary Kearns are veterans, and there's a lot of veterans within our organization. Rich Rice, one of our sales guys, and it's near and dear to our heart. And you kind of think and sit there and go, how can we give back to the community? I mean, we're running a very successful business over here at Kearns. And so by virtue of that, there's the opportunity to give back. And we're with several charity programs. I'm a board member with an organization called A Kid Again. We do great things for families in that aspect. But specifically for the rooftop giveaway, it's just our way of giving back with something that we do every day already. And it's near and dear to our hearts. It really is. It's awesome.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
No, not necessarily. But, you know, I tell you one thing. We sure can't stop now. Once you do it and once you see that recipient win that and just that overwhelming gratitude, it's the best part. I mean,
I can name a few. Really, you know, Josie.
Joe New, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Awesome guy. I still stay in touch with him almost weekly. He's such a great guy.
Do you think a lot of these veterans came back feeling unappreciated and this recognition in the way that Kearns is doing it kind of maybe revitalizes them or gets them fired up again for all the things they believed in 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
I definitely think so. I mean, especially when you're talking about the Vietnam era.
Yes.
You know, the I've learned more about the Vietnam War as a roofing contractor who donates roofs to veterans than I ever did in school, because it's I'm involved, I'm interested in
it. Couldn't be honest with us back then.
Yeah.
I lived through that.
Yeah. And so, you know, they did. They got kind of a raw deal. And so by coming back, they weren't treated as heroes, but we can remind them they truly are heroes in our eyes.
Yes, they are.
They truly are, and they deserve the recognition. Yeah. And we get back from break. Three are going to get recognition. One specifically is going to win.
Yes.
And we're going to announce that when we come back. Listen, listeners, you do not want to miss this next segment. And do me a favor, get the Kleenex ready. This is going to be phenomenal. In the meantime, Chuck, we just shut the blinds in studio to keep a little bit cooler in here.
Honest to goodness, your house has got to be overheating on these last several days. And if you had something beautiful from a great company that will measure and install and prescribe based on your needs and wants.
A local company that can supply the best blind you can ever think of at a reasonable price. Check them out, theinsideoutsideguys.com. And, of course, we're talking about Sparkle Blinds.
And Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns, we are blessed to have these guys in studio with us because they're great company and great people.
You're right. We are blessed. But Kearns Brothers is about to give out a phenomenal blessing.
I know.
And let's talk about it for a quick second, guys. You guys got some nominees, correct?
We do, yeah.
How's that process work? Can I talk today?
So it's typically through Facebook and then word of mouth. So we try to bring it up anytime we are shaking a veteran's hand and thanking them, whether it's at a restaurant or walking past them on a sidewalk, and let them know, hey, if you have any buddies that are served with you, or if you yourself need a roof, put your name in. And it's just, you click on the link on Facebook, put the name in, tell us about the story, and that's it.
And you got some nominees this year, some great nominees. And then you saw a story, I believe on Fox 2, about one of the nominees, correct?
We did. So believe it or not, one of our sales reps knew a guy that he worked with about 30 years ago. And he saw this individual posted a video on Facebook, and Chuck reached out to the individual. Chuck Saltmarch, our sales rep, reached out to him, said, hey, enter your dad into this. It'd be awesome to maybe have him be a chance. So he's actually one of the top three finalists. So we always narrow it down to three by votes from our staff. And then we open the envelope once we get here and announce the final winner. But I brought his video in because I just thought it was so cool.
Let's go ahead and play that video, okay?
Started out in the Army in Vietnam from 66 to 68. Then I went back from 68 to 75 with the DOD and the embassy, the DAO. I was there till just before the fall of Saigon. I got out a few weeks before the end. Flew out to Bangkok. Yeah, anyway, that was my adventure.
An adventure that brought heartache.
I spent too long. I spent 7 years in Vietnam, in and out of uniform from early days till the end, trying to make a difference, but it didn't end well.
Decades later, Long still sheds tears for those who never made it back on U.S. soil.
You remember those who gave a lot more than I did. But we're lucky. We're here. We're getting old and gray. A lot of the ones that are forever young.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, my God. God bless you.
Long hopes that more people will remember, and not just on Memorial Day, the sacrifices that people have made to keep Americans free and safe.
That is that's a phenomenal, phenomenal video. And at this point, we're just going to go ahead and turn it all over to you guys, okay?
Well, I want to throw this in prior to announcing the winner, but one of my good friends, name's John Senek, and he had asked us the other day, he goes, hey, what's the best part of your week? It's Friday. What was the best part of your week? And I said, well, John, it hasn't happened yet. I said, it's going to be tomorrow. And I said, we're going to announce to another veteran. Our last winner, Rory Jones, put his roof on a couple weeks back. And I said, we're going to do it all over again, buddy. And so with that said, I mean, should we open this thing up and see who the winner is?
Absolutely. Let's go for it.
Let's do this. Well, and the drum roll, our winner for this week's Veteran Rooftop Giveaway is our dear friend, believe it or not, same individual in the video, Will Long.
Wow.
Congrats, buddy.
That is really cool.
And we have Mr. Long on the air with us. Mr. Long, thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't say it enough. How do you feel, sir? Speechless. Are you there, Mr. Long? You speechless?
Well, we may or may not have him. I did chat with him yesterday, though, and kind of told him, let him know that, hey, you're in the top three finalists, and you may be receiving a call. You're going to get a call no matter what to be on standby, but I believe we've got him.
Okay, he's going to call back.
Perfect,
let us know
okay.
When he's on. Yeah, we'll get him on here.
But no, he seemed like a really awesome guy over the phone, and one thing I'll say about all the veterans that I've talked to, letting them know that, hey, you might be the winner of this. We need you on standby tomorrow. Every single one of them has always said, if it's not me, I hope it's somebody that really deserves it. And they're so selfless. It's just unbelievable. It just really just puts you back into reality.
Mr. Long, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I'm here this morning. I'm thankful to be here still. That's right. Every day is a new day at this point. Yep.
Well, dude, tell us a little bit about your 7 years. I couldn't even imagine being away from my family for 7 years.
Not back then either, before cell phones and everything else where you could call home.
Yeah,
I felt
a little bad about it as I got older, but at the time you're young and it's exciting. It's the first 2.5 years was with a chopper outfit, a helicopter outfit, and I was real lucky. Just by chance, I ended up with the first and the finest helicopter outfit in Vietnam. When I pulled up at the gate in the back of a truck and read the sign, it said Bailey Compound, the home of the Thunderbirds. And I said, holy cow, I guess this is where I belong, because I just left Edsel Ford High School, the home of the Thunderbirds, and I'd gone halfway around the world and ended up where I figured I fit. So 2.5 years, yeah, I put my year in and extended 6 months, and I extended 6 months, and I extended a few more months. You know, it wasn't over, and my buddies were there. I wasn't going to leave till my enlistment ran out. So then I had to come home pretty much. Spent a few months at home with friends and family, and then turned back around and got a job with one of the DOD contractors and went right back and said hi to my buddies as I was passing through. Then I worked all over the country for a couple more years with basically the same people, the Army helicopter outfits. Then I came home and goofed around, and then I went back again. This was towards the end as the military was packing up and leaving, and it was kind of a sad time anyway. It's, you could see the trouble coming anyway, people who'd been there a while.
Sure, sure.
But
So how do you feel about getting the new roof, sir?
Well, it sure wouldn't hurt, yeah. It's like putting a, yeah. There's lots to do. I'm waiting on a new porch. I'm trying to line someone up to do some concrete work.
Oh, well, we can help you with that. We can maybe be able to help you with that as well, find some people for you. Mark, tell the gentleman what can he expect at this point.
Well, so I just want to reiterate, I don't know if I think we were having some phone troubles there, but Will, you won, brother. So you are going to be getting a roof from the team here at Kearns.
Well, that's certainly a good news. You've made my morning. Yep, that's for sure. Oh,
yeah. So yep. We're excited. We're going to have to come out there and, we'll sit down and drink some coffee. And my favorite contract ever sign is the one where once we get to the price tag, and I put the price has already been paid. You've given us your service, and that's all we could ask for as an American.
Yeah, I was lucky, but I did what a lot of young men did, and weren't so lucky. So that's,
Well, we appreciate your service, and we appreciate all those who served and those who are still serving. And boy, we can't wait to get you a new roof on that house, yeah. Will.
Okay, yep. I've got to be downtown at the VA Tuesday morning for another going over. But, let me know when you want to get out. Yeah.
We'll squeeze you in there.
Yeah.
We'll get you in.
Yeah, okay. Count on it. It will get done. You will be happy. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us. We greatly appreciate you
coming. God bless
on
you, Will.
Today,
thank you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Wow. Jeez. You know, he's talking about all the work he needs done. He's probably similar to my age since he grew up in the Vietnam era, and he's probably looking to get rid of an old, crummy, slippery, dangerous bathtub.
You're right. You're right. I got a chance to spend some time with Atlas Home Improvement this week, and we're going to make this next segment sponsored by them, Atlas Home Improvement. 888-654-GUYS = 888-654-4897. We'll take any roofing calls you have for Kearns Brothers. We have one of the biggest and best roofing companies here in Michigan with us, Mark Kramer and Mike Kearns. Give people a little tip here. If you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, you call Kearns Brothers out, and you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, you go down to the special offers page, and you'll see a coupon for 10% up off for a new roof from Kearns Brothers.
That's huge. And I thought Mike made a great point. I mean, storm season, this is storm season, but it hasn't been particularly rainy. Even windy, but people kind of ignore their roofs, right?
Yeah, this is a crazy time for us, right? It's it feels a little more like July, August.
It does.
Some lawns are already turning brown. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, you're sweating.
I watered mine. Yeah. I watered mine the last two nights because it's turning brown, right?
I know. So we kind of settle into the space, right? And we forget that maybe our roofs are old and they need to be replaced, right? So anyway, well, it's not raining. I'm like, well, it will.
Right.
You know, and actually roofs take a beating when it's dry like this and super hot. So if you have a tired old roof, it's taking a beating right now. So I would suggest, please get us out there, get an estimate, get on schedule so you can get your roof replaced. Because remember, and I should never say these words in June, but winter does come.
Some people are thinking, wait a minute, if I call you out for that free inspection, you're going to sell me a roof whether I need it or not. I mean, sadly, that's the nature of a lot of the economy. That's not true with Kearns.
No. I mean, for us, we want the homeowners to have the desire to buy a roof from us. We can't force you into buying a roof from us. And I know there's some contractors locally here that like to do the sit down for 2 hours minimum. Oh, and
they want to do every house in the subdivision. We're going to be here anyway.
Yeah, and for us, there is no pressure. And if we'll work around the way that you buy stuff in any other capacity. If you don't like to make a quick decision, that's totally fine with us. We've been around for 37 years. We've probably got another 37 in the tank. So take your time. Look around, do your research, you know, get some other estimates, and then call us back when you're ready to go.
I mean, look, there are so many roofs out there that needed to be swapped out 10 years ago. But people are holding on to them for a couple of reasons. Number one, they just don't want to spend the money they have, and they don't want to spend the money.
Right.
And probably number two, they don't have the money.
Right.
And something people need to really resist is, you know, a roof is not a DIY project. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says. A roof is not a DIY project. And you really need to be careful, because you hear people, these companies that canvas and come up and go, yeah, we'll give you a new roof and the price will kill any other price around there, but you have to pull the permit. They tell the homeowner they have to pull the permit.
Yeah, you have to call in and pay for the materials. If this is what you're getting, understand you're not dealing with a large-scale company who's intending to be in business for a while. You're dealing with somebody who's just trying to make a quick buck and pay some bills, and that's not Kearns Brothers. We will certainly not be the cheapest guys in the market, but we're also not going to charge you $1,000 a square. That's just not in line with reality. We're going to be your fair priced, your reasonable cost for a great product. I mean, honestly, we should charge more for what we do, but we refuse to. We don't need to.
Talk about our warranty as you talk about. Oh shoot.
Boy, that was fast.
That was fast. Well, when we come back, right?
Yeah, we can talk some warranties.
Yeah, let's talk warranty. Let's talk about maybe the people I just spoke about a minute ago, the ones that can afford it, that have that roof that should have been replaced 10 years ago, and that's why they should call Kearns Brothers out. I'm going to be the first one to say it. We have gotten emails, more than one, that says they had you out and you gave them another 5 or 10 years, said they're good. So,
yeah.
I just want to make sure people hear that.
You know, Mike Kearns was just saying it is going to rain. It's not if.
It's gonna.
It's when. It's going to. And when it does.
And when it does.
Yeah.
You know, the roof and the foundation are the two most important parts of your house. And if you have any foundation problems whatsoever, we want you to call Foundation Authority.
654-4897. If you have a roofing question, we'd love you to take advantage. Maybe even stump the experts here. Ken, you made a great observation about driving the coast.
Driving the coast.
A little while ago.
I was recently in the Panhandle of Florida in the Destin area and walking through this beautiful subdivision, and I was really surprised right on the coast. all the houses that had asphalt shingles. And they just talked about Arlene forming in the Gulf of Mexico, the first hurricane of the year.
Uh-oh.
If these people, if those were GAF shingles I saw, a newer GAF product, sounds to me like they don't have a lot to worry about.
Yeah, so, I mean, during the break, we kind of started talking about this, and it's really neat what they've done. So GAF puts a lot of their technology into the sealant strip, and it doesn't seem like much, right?
Sealant. What's a sealant strip?
Well, the sealant strip is on the bottom edge of a shingle on the underside, and it essentially adheres it to the surface beneath it. So it'll lock it onto the shingle beneath. And one of the things that they've done within their technology is they've created a bond for that sealant that is so strong, and they've not just talked about it, they've proven it. So you hear wind speeds and all this stuff, and some of those asphalt shingles on the coast are probably going to stay if they're GAF. And what they've done is they actually even did a study or a test where they took it into a turbine at an airfield. So there's hangars that are just 30 foot tall, and they have a fan that blows at any speed that you need in these in airplane facilities. And what they did is they took a shed roof, put it in there with GAF products, and the only nails that they actually put on the entire roofing system were around the perimeter on the starter strip alone. That's not a shingle that you're going to see. That's just a starter strip that seals sure. around the perimeter. Then they started rocking the speeds on this thing, and the fascia was flapping off at like 130. You could see the building starting to shake around a little bit once it hits 140s. The shingles did not fall off, and I want to reiterate, there was not a single nail in a shingle. They laid them on the roof. They let them cure. They let the bonds adhere. Not one shingle blew off under 150 miles per hour. It actually wasn't until 152 miles per hour that a shingle with not a single nail in it, relying only on its sealant strip, started to blow off.
Mike Kearns, when's the last time we had 150 mile an hour winds around here?
Well, fortunately, we haven't, but you guys remember that windstorm, it wasn't a few years back, yeah, right? That
March,
straight line wind that went for, what, 7, 8, 9 hours, sounded a little like a freight train. That was scary as heck. I think that was the largest insurance loss in the state of Michigan. So those winds do come, and when you have a roof like Kearns Brothers is going to put on for you, your roof will stay put and protect everything inside your house, your memories, your family, everything will be protected. You may not have power, but you won't be leaking. And your roof will stay put.
Mark talked about the ceiling strip.
Yeah.
But you mentioned, I think, in the first or second segment, storm nailing patterns that you guys automatically implement on every roof?
And we do. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time for those sealants to bond. And so while that's occurring, we want to get in there and we want to make sure that we're putting enough nails in there. So when you get a roof from Kearns Brothers, you're not getting a smooth shank nail and four of them per shingle. You're getting six ring shank nails per shingle. So that way this thing's locked onto this roof.
Anybody that's ever tried to pull a ring shank nail out of, especially a hardwood.
Yeah, they're struggling.
Something breaks.
struggling. But I want to rewind real quick. I've actually seen a specific situation in Cincinnati, Ohio, where the only roof that stayed intact as a tornado came through the neighborhood, I kid you not, it pulled the decking off of the homes. You could see the rafters. Sure. You could see through the actual attic spaces from the ground. The only roof that stayed put was, in fact, a GAF Timberline HDZ product. Every other home in that entire neighborhood had missing shingles.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Before we went to break, we mentioned people that haven't put a roof on. For whatever reason, let's say one of those reasons are funds.
Sure.
Okay, because roofs aren't inexpensive.
Correct.
But you have a way to help people with getting those roofs, right? I mean, you can get it down to a monthly payment that most people can afford, if that's fair to say.
Absolutely. I mean, we offer, look, the fact of the matter is nobody's saving or putting away $30,000 or even $10,000 to go in hopes and dreams of someday buying a new roof. Some people do that, and those are very smart people who are going about their life with a very good financial mindset. But in general, people aren't saving up a ton of money for a roof. So we offer financing. We offer several different ways of doing it. And so it really takes the burden and the stress off of the homeowner. We can make them affordable in a monthly payment so that way you can get your roof, protect your home, and not have to worry about how am I going to pay for this thing.
How about length of warranty? Because, you know, again, we get a lot of questions from people. I just put on a roof 8 or 10 years ago. I need a new one.
You know, we get a question like this too, Chuck. I love it. I have an old one. When should I get it replaced? Whether that's a furnace, a hot water heater, or a roof.
Yeah. So the truth about a roofing system, and a lot of things really, is it's only as good as the warranty. You can put a great roof on, and God forbid something goes wrong with it. It's already paid for. You've already got the money invested in it. Well, what happens if you need the warranty? Here at Kearns Brothers, 100% of our residential roofs that we install, we give you a 50-year non-prorated for both labor and material. That is, frankly, bizarre.
It's bizarre, it's unheard of, and I think it bears repetition.
It does.
It really does.
It really, truly does.
Because I'm going to look at you, Mr. Kearns. In our time,
yeah,
you got maybe a 5 or 7 year warranty, and it was prorated such that at the end of 6 years, you had nothing.
Yes, yes, and that's the way it was.
It was.
Yeah.
It was always somebody else's fault.
Yeah, that too. And so has roofing gotten better? Has the technology gotten better? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Changes you've seen.
Yeah, the underlayments, the starter shingles that Mark referred to before, that's the most important shingle you never see on the roof. The shingles themselves, the sealants on themselves, and then the installation patterns and the fact that we do the metalwork around the chimneys and all that flashing work that has to get done correctly. All that ties in, that system style of roofing ties into long-lasting roofs. Then with Kearns, we send out the guys at the end of it to do a quality control check to catch anything we might have missed. Because if we're going to warranty a roof for 50 years, it has to be done right.
Who gets that warranty? Is that an upcharge? Is that you can have this for extra money?
So it does cost money if you don't buy it from Kearns. And here's why I say that. We are the largest buyer of GAF products in North America.
Kearns Brothers.
Kearns Brothers is the largest buyer of GAF products, which is the largest roofing company in the world. They invented the asphalt shingle in North America. We are the largest buyer. And so when you talk about the pointing game, oh, it's his fault, we get none of that. They know and they trust us, and we have the oldest standing certified, Master Elite certified contractor through them in the state of Michigan. So our relationship goes back way, way back. And so because of that, there is no pointing going on. If you have an issue with your roof, you can count on Kearns Brothers coming out there and getting it taken care of. And you don't have to do a bunch of paperwork or phone calls or documentation. We handle that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm thinking of an email we just had recently from a gentleman somewhere on the east side that did a roof that wasn't one of our team partners. And he sent me pictures of the roof. And it was bad. It was just bad. And my response to him was, if the company's not doing you any good, find out what shingle they put up there and contact them.
Yeah.
Right? Contact their representative. Nobody wins. Nobody wins when that kind of thing happens. And then we talk warranty. You guys put that kind of warranty on there. You guys get up there and make sure you do a good enough job for you don't ever have to deal with that warranty. Because nobody wins in a warranty situation. Right, Mike?
No. No, they don't. But when you need us, we are there. So you call, we schedule an appointment, we show up on time in Kearns Brothers truck with Kearns Brothers employees, and we take care of business. So that's the way it's supposed to get done. That's the way you wish you were treated by everybody, and that's why we treat people the way we wish we were treated. Because sometimes, right, we've all been there. There's some bad actors out there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see. Unfortunately, we see them through our listeners through emails.
We do. We do. And again, most of the time when homeowners get in trouble with contractors is when they're not properly educated by the contractor or us, or their main qualifier for that contract is price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, too, that when you look at it from a very simplistic and moral terms, how unreasonable would it be for us to take your money, put on a $20,000 roof, and if something goes wrong, tell you sorry? That's just unfathomable, and it happens every single day with other contractors.
Yes, it
not
does.
With us.
That's just, it truly is unbelievable. So how does Kearns Brothers streamline the process from the first phone call to the beginning of warranty and the new roof being installed?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because when you think of a roofing company, most of them are built like this. Salespeople, installers, and then they bill it. Not with us. That is a fraction of our team. We have an entire production team. We have Elizabeth, who simply just handles all the permits, and she is a rock star at it. When you call in to Kearns Brothers, I'm sorry?
Like a permit to put a roof on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so when you call in to Kearns Brothers, you're going to speak with Bev or Diane. They've been with us for upwards of 10 years. They're outstanding individuals, and so you're going to get the kindest people who answer the phone. Then you're going to have one of our sales reps who are certified and trained by us to be able to go out and sell the products at the highest level and the highest quality. Then from there, it turns over to Rob Rydell and the production team. he gets his guys out there, and man, oh man, you want to talk about a show. That's where the magic is made, is with the production. But not just that, it's the crews that are doing an amazing job, and they all do it. And beyond that, it's the quality control inspections, because we don't just send a crew out. We send a crew out with a project supervisor to make sure everything's perfect. Our billing team is seamless. Every capacity of what we do, we've broken it down and simplified it so that way each person can be a master at what they do. And it's just, it works. It just does.
You know, we've seen your crews in action, and the best word I can say is it's just a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
They really come in there. The minute they get out of their vehicles, everyone has a job to do. They all know their job. And like Paul W. always says, the team, you guys get it done great. Yeah.
You know, you and I keep saying that Chet's Cleaning has redefined the word clean. They've got a Father's Day special to our listeners, Ken. 20% off mattress cleaning. And in June, 50% off any fabric protection.
Whatever, and we mean whatever you need clean in your house, we want you to contact Chet's Cleaning. We have the answers along with one of the top roofing companies right here in Southeast. Well, now Michigan, since you guys are heading over to Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Kearns Brothers, right? You guys don't mind, we're going to go to the phone and talk to a friend of the show real quick. Let's talk to Tim from Temperance, who has a question about shingles.
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. I recently found out that I had some of the first Owens Corning fiberglass shingles with the copper in them to inhibit any type of mold growth. And according to the serial numbers on the extra packages I have in my shed, there's a total recall on my entire roof.
Oh, boy.
Now, during my rebuild, I'm planning on putting on solar panels or a copper roof, depending upon what you guys think after I finish drawing up the plans and the orientation. My house faces east, and I have a ridge vent running north and south. Anyway, my question for Mr. Kearns is, what should I do concerning those bad shingles?
Tim, I wish I had a great answer for you. I'm not familiar with that recall or Owens Corning shingles, quite honestly. So I would probably do some research with them. You know, they're located in Toledo. You're not far from there. You could just drive down and say hi. You know, hey, what's going on with this recall, gentlemen? But I do know as you move forward, that's probably not going to be the roof you put on your new house.
It was my first and last, well, it wasn't my first, but it will be my last Owens Corning roof.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's move on real quick. You were talking about solar on your new roof, and maybe were you going to put on, like, photovoltaic panels, or were you going to go with a building integrated panel? What direction you're heading there, Tim?
I'm either going photovoltaic panels covering the entire roof. Again, the orientation is north-south with a ridge vent along the whole side. And I'm going to be blowing a major addition on the house heading west. My house faces east. It's either the photovoltaics or go with a really good copper roof. I haven't decided yet.
Well, you got some big decisions in front of you. I know a copper roof would cost a fortune, and it wouldn't generate any power. So I'm kind of leaning towards the photovoltaics as a way to drive that that energy savings to you, as well as going green. But I don't know. I'm not familiar with a full copper roof. It would be super expensive.
If he called out the rep for Owens Corning in this area, would that gentleman come out and take a look at the roof possibly?
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, possibly, right?
Here's what I would do is I would start by maybe reaching out to the local supply house, whether it be ABC or WIMSAT, and say, hey, I'd like to get the reps information for Owens Corning and start there. That way you can, if there's an opportunity for, you know, being reimbursed for the cost of this, they can certainly go ahead and get that process rolling.
As I understand the recall, the big problem is that when they added in the copper to eliminate the possibility of mold forming, something happened in the formulation and all of the little hard granules are coming off of my roof extremely early and literally filling up the gutters with the little stones.
Are you certain that you have an Owens Corning? It's not a certainty. I know certainty generally has a lot of granule loss very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Once again, I think the best bet is those packages that he had. Yeah. By the way, very smart to save some of those shingles when you get a job done. Very smart.
Absolutely.
Tim. And our first step would be what you said, to go ahead and take a look at that.
Yeah.
While we have time, you have someone you want to set
out to? I do. I've been so excited to say his name on air all day today. One of our very own. He's actually oversees all of our service work here in Kearns Brothers in the Livonia location. Jeff Kraft, who's been with us for many years. He's worked his way up. We talked earlier about how you can grow with a company. He was a service tech at one point, and then he became kind of somewhat integrated on a lower level with service to kind of manage it. And now he's running the whole show for us here in Detroit. So, but he is scheduled to be having a baby girl this weekend. So I want to give a big shout out to Jeff and Gabby. They're going to be hopefully parents for the second time here by the end of this weekend.
So that's phenomenal.
It's awesome. We're super excited for them. And you know, I don't want to brag, but I also won the squares for the time being picked as to when the child was going to be born. So I will go ahead and
how can you win that? Child hasn't been born yet.
That's I was the latest one, so I win by default. Yep. So shout out to me for that. I'm kidding, but big shout out to Jeff Kraft and his wife Gabby. They're getting ready to have themselves a lovely little baby here. So I texted him over the break, and it's not here quite yet, but she's coming.
Well, if you're a homeowner out there and you're not you need a roof, or you're not sure you need a roof, you want to consider Kearns Brothers, trained, certified experts, 30 years of experience, high quality products, and their phenomenal financing and warranty programs. And all Chuck and I can say on behalf of the veterans out there,
yeah,
and behalf of all of our listeners that trust us and then trust you, is thank you so much, because you guys are really, really easy referral. Really easy referral.
Well, we appreciate that. And it's, you know, we love being able to do it. It's so important for us to be able to give back. And
best day of the week.
Best day of the week. Yep. I got to text John back and let him know I've officially had the best day of the week now.
That's awesome. We absolutely love it. And again, you guys were going to give a special out, I believe, to people as well. Or should they just go grab that coupon?
No, so we are. We're doing our 10% off. If you're in the market to get your roof replaced this summer, call now while we can do that promotion. But we are giving 10% off for anybody who calls in and mentions WJR, the Inside Outside Guys.
I love it. Guys, thanks so much for all that you do for our listeners. Thanks for the trust. I mean, Ken mentioned that, but it is just so, so huge.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Greatly appreciate it.
God bless
Mark
you.
Mark Kramer, Mike Kearns, thank you so much for everything that you do. Hey, everybody, stick around. Chuck and Ken, the Inside Outside Guys, are going to be helping you. We're going to talk to the experts from Rove Pest Control to help you get rid of all those ticks and those mosquitoes and all those things that might be bugging you this spring and summer season. So, again, stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside
Guys. And speaking of experts, everybody's got a deck. Everybody's spending time on their deck. If your deck isn't right, if it isn't beautiful, if it isn't perfect, Decks Unlimited.